Back now with Day to Day. The insurance company State Farm says it will stop offering new policies for the entire state of Mississippi. It says it's fighting too many lawsuits in the wake of Hurricane Katrina. State Farm's decision has many people wondering whether more insurers will follow suit. Marketplace's Sam Eaton joins us now. And Sam, why is State Farm doing this? Tell us more.
Well, Madeline, State Farm says it's because the business and legal environment in Mississippi has become too unpredictable. Of course, it's referring to the hundreds of lawsuits filed against it over Hurricane Katrina claims. And with a hearing on the settlement of those claims just weeks away, some are saying Mississippi's largest insurer is trying to exert a little political pressure to settle those claims favorably. The hint, of course, is that if the ruling doesn't go well, State Farm will pull out of Mississippi altogether.
Well, how likely is that?
Well, the threat is pretty real, according to an insurance industry representative I talked to. He claims Mississippi courts are basically rewriting insurance contracts after the fact, the issue there being whether wind or water damaged homes during Katrina, since private insurers don't cover flooding. Insurers say that adds an unpredictable element to a business that banks on being able to forecast risk. In other words, they can price the risk of a natural disaster, but it's really hard to factor in the cost of potential litigation.
Well, what will happen if State Farm pulls out completely? Will the government have to take over, step in?
That's the million-dollar question, Madeline. State Farm accounts for a third of Mississippi's insurance pool, and it's the largest in the state. Many of those policyholders that would have to be absorbed by a state-run insurance company, since most private insurers aren't taking new customers along the Gulf Coast. And that could definitely strain the state system, which is really meant to be only an option of last resort. I talked to Ron Casesso, who runs a trade group for state insurance policies, and he says the real risk here is that State Farm wouldn't be the only insurance company to pack its bags.
If State Farm is successful in implementing this plan that they have, I think what happens is you see the smaller companies playing follow the leader, and then you have them pulling back from business in that particular state.
He says the consumer would be the real loser if that happens. State-funded insurance pools work because they fund their claims through an assessment on private insurers doing business in the state. And every time one of those insurers pulls out, that assessment gets bigger for the ones remaining. And that, of course, adds to the risk that all of them will throw in the towel and leave, according to Casesso. And coming up later today on Marketplace, our series on why healthcare is so expensive continues with a look at executive pay in the healthcare industry.
Thank you, Sam. That's Sam Eaton of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, which is produced by American Public Media.